Well, whilst you hear the magnificent cities, the Santos Central's premiership grand final day, and the old black and gold in the veins is still running there as you see 16s and 18s go. It must be satisfying from a coaching point of view, having been a coach of the club, to see the success continue.
Well, it's got a proud tradition, but both those games today were contested fiercely, and those clubs, that Magpie 16 side, I had the pleasure of training them last week, and some very talented young boys there, and maybe if they'd had a better start, they might have had a little bit more fortune. And that last game then, with that Barrow of side, you know, Connor size was tremendous, and it was interesting to see that the man of the match was awarded the team that ran second. Yeah, I mean, the standard, a lot of those boys in both those sides, that Pirate side and that Barrow of side, have had a lot to do with through the junior goal program, and it was good to see the quality of player out there on the paddock today. So yeah, the area's in good health in terms of those young lads.
Being the development officer, you've had about 18 months in the job, but those 18s and 16s are a great challenge to be able to get the other clubs such as Narrabri and Gunnedah, Moree involved. It's a great challenge there. How do you get your read on those other clubs that aren't part of it in 16s and 18s?
I just think, and I make no bones about this, I just think we're going to start to get the game outside the traditional playing windows. We're only kidding ourselves if we think things aren't going to change without making some real changes. And we need to do that. We need to facilitate that and offer a product to our participants that suits them in a time slot that they can play. And if we can become more flexible in Central North Juniors, then we're going to have more kids playing. More kids playing makes a better competition. It grows on itself. So we've got to get the product right. I've been saying that for a couple of years and we've been working on that, and we still haven't got it right, and hopefully 2016 we will get it right. So it's about working with the clubs together and come up with a product that they can play.
Speaking of which, of course, we've had both women's and men's sevens being picked in the under-17s. That's a fantastic, exciting, dynamic possibility moving forward. And have you seen the talent? It's funny, more girls turned up to the trials in Barrow than boys.
When you look at the 17s pathway and the 15s pathway for the girls, which I'm in that development group for those 15, we had 72 girls turn up to Barrow to try out. Now, some of those girls were experiencing rugby for the first time, and we had right on the other end, you know, girls that have been a part of that CHS under-16s winning side. So it was a real mix of skill level, but there's just that want for girls to be participating in the competition. So with 72 girls trying out, 2016 looks really bright in terms of our women's program, and more importantly, you know, right on our doorstep is the Sevens Champs over at Coffs Harbour in November for those girls. The boys was a little bit harder. We had some key schools not able to support, and we understand that, but those blokes that couldn't front to the trial yesterday, they were nominated prior to the trial day, and we'll be putting them into the first training run, and we're assessing the program from there. So it was a great day, as I say, to have, you know, 100-odd kids coming to try out for Central North was just fantastic.
Of course, this other thing now the clubs have got to get moving and get connected with is Viva Sevens. Of course, you can find out more about that at vivasevens.com.au, and that's really something where we can maybe try and swap touch footy and Oztag and all these other sports with a faster, dynamic, more safer sort of game, and that not only the best interest for the clubs is they connect a whole lot of new people to the club and enhance the skills and bring skills of rugby without contact.
Yeah, the Viva Sevens product is all about broadening and out the base of our tent. If people haven't seen it before, if they get to that NRC game on the 12th of September, we're going to have some sevens, Viva Sevens being played there. We've just started some Viva Sevens in primary schools, so it's going to start to get out there, and it is. It's a safer game to play. There's not as much stop-start as you get in touch or Oztag or League Tag and those sort of games, and we're looking to get it out running in Tamworth, Armidale and Scone this year. They're clubs that have expressed interest in driving that, so yeah, look for your local centre. You can get on Facebook, just put in the Facebook search engine, just put in Viva Sevens and your centres will come up, so there'll be some information there. But look forward to the space in the next month about where you can join and play Viva Sevens.
Constantly I get stuck in here, man, for not bringing up Waratah players. We need to see that, but part of that of course is the Bill Cork Cup game at Tamworth Forest here at Chillingworth Oval to see the New South Wales Country Eagles take on the boys from the Sydney Stars. These are the sort of things we need in the game. Also there's an under-12s game as part of that, and that leads me to say, have you enjoyed the Central North Carnivals this year? Has it been great for the game that so many kids are playing the game in those Sunday carnivals?
Mate, it's a highlight of my week. I've got one more to go. We're in Armidale tomorrow, and nothing greater than getting down there as with those under sixes and then running around, and if they need me to referee, it's just great to see the game so healthy in the Sunday and those junior comps. Yeah, it's been a great year, and it's all starting to wrap up, which means it gets very busy for me, and we start to put programs together for 2016. So,
well, we haven't finished with you yet, man. Of course, if we can get a hold of you, it's pretty easy. Give them a call on 0439 621 106. You can also your email address, which is pretty flash for you blokes, because I didn't think New South Wales Rugby had any money, but G Walsh, nswrugby.com.au.